Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey mate, it's just Matt dropping in quickly, letting you know that, yeah, a few minor sound issues on this episode. Sam wasn't able to record at her end. She was recording remotely, so her sound's a little bit scratchy, especially at the start, but I think it improves as the episode goes along. Also, I don't think we mentioned it, but yeah, this was a bit of a tester episode. First time we've done one in years. The next one you'll see will be back to the 80s countdown, our series 2, which obviously has been on a long hiatus, and I imagine you're all sitting on the edge of your seat waiting to see who was voted as the best 80s rock album. The other thing, just listening back through this episode, we talk over some of the music we play a bit, and that would be annoying, I imagine, and I apologize. Or maybe that's the whole point of the show, I don't know. Anyway, enjoy. It's good to be back. Welcome to Listen Now, the podcast where we go through the back catalogues of some of the most important and rockin'est bands of all time. We're starting with Australian pub rock legends Cold Chisel, or at least we did start with that first season, which was years ago, but we're coming back to it. This is episode 20 of that season. I'm your host, Matt Stewart, and with me, as always, is my co-host and co-cousin, Sam Tonkin. Welcome, Sam.
Hello from 3 years ago.
You sound like you're coming through on a real scratchy line.
I'm coming from pre-COVID times. Mid-COVID times?
What's it like back times. Then?
Good times. We're in lockdown, so, you know.
Well,
they were times.
I've got exciting news for you from the future. Jimmy Barnes is back, even though he never went away, and he's super prolific and he's releasing music all the time.
Of course.
He's back with a brand new outfit called the Barnstormers.
Oh, how aptly named.
It's yeah, your computer's going to want to autocorrect it because he's put the E in there because his name's spelled Barnes, you see.
Oh, so it's a play on his name. I see. Gosh, that's clever.
You were probably thinking for a bit, is it Barnstormers?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I read it as, but no.
Barnstormers.
Yeah.
What's a Tormer?
Well, I was thinking it was Barn-e-Tormers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is a barn? What is a Tormer?
Did you just ask what a barn is?
Yeah, I thought we just could roll right over that and not talk about it. What's that?
He's not happy. Actually, I think someone's here to show you a piece of their mind. They're like, stop making fun of the band name. Who is this guy?
What's he got to say?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I've missed it. I'm not even mad.
Barnsley, the screaming cowboy himself.
He's been climbing hills for years.
Man, I've missed that. I can hardly remember. It really has been years since we took a short break from the show while we were waiting for a lockdown to be over because it was becoming too difficult to record remotely. But luckily, the Stupid Old Studios is up and running again, even if you have moved to the country. So we can record this down the satellite line.
The technology in the future is amazing.
It is really quite great. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about Jimmy Barnes' new band and new album, Barnstormers, or the Barnstormers.
The Barnstormers.
So I reckon even for listeners who aren't super familiar with Jimmy Barnes, and I think most of them would be now because we really banged on about him quite a bit in season one. A
couple of times, yeah.
But this band is kind of an international supergroup, really, including a couple of Australian legends, Jimmy Barnes on vocals, of course.
Of course.
And The Living End's Chris Chaney.
Stoked.
Man, at high school was a big Living End fan. Actually, you know, still am. And I mean, I was in Belfast. I saw them support the Dropkick Murphys, whatever.
Oh,
it was such a great show.
Killer show.
What if I was going to play for listeners who don't know The Living End, what song should I play a bit of?
Prisoner of Society, surely.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. If you don't know Living End, here's a little bit of them. And they definitely started off as a very rockabilly band, which the Barnstormers are. It's a rockabilly outfit. But they were sort of a... This was off their first album and an EP before that.
This was their debut, wasn't it?
Yeah, debut LP.
Ugh.
But it was recorded on an EP before that, but...
So tell us what that did.
You can hear the rockabilly influence. I think they were more rockabilly earlier than this, but it's sort of pop punk mixed with rockabilly.
What was this, 1998?
I reckon 98, yeah. So yeah, Chris Chaney's on lead guitar. Then you've got on the drums, Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats.
Yes.
And I don't know them all that well. I know, you know, they're big hits, but you know them a bit better than me, I think.
Probably not a whole lot more. I only know of Stray Cats because I know I've always known as like one of Chris Chaney's biggest influences.
Right. Must be surreal for him to have collaborated.
Imagine. Yeah. That'd be like us hanging out and then we just have like literally Jimmy Barnes come screaming in the studio.
I can't.
mind.
So the big one that comes to mind when I think of them is Stray Cat Struts. I'll play a quick burst of that. So, and it's like Slim Jim's drumming is obviously such a key part of their sound.
Yeah.
And also a very key part of the Barnstormer sound.
Of course. Black
and orange stray cats. And you can definitely see how The Living End were influenced by them.
Yeah, for sure.
Then on bass, it's Kevin Caveman Shirley, but I think he was sort of more of a producer.
Yeah, so I looked him up because I had no idea who he was. He is a producer. Mostly.
I mean, you've just said what I said again.
Yes.
You really are. You are on a 3-year delay. What albums has he produced? Gosh.
I think my favorites that I noted, he actually mixed Cold Chisel's Last Wave of Summer, which is pretty sick.
There you go.
He worked on the Baby Animals debut album and produced Silverchair's debut Frog Stomp.
Which oh, no is shit.
Significant.
So I maybe I'll play someone off Frogstomp then.
Yeah.
So he's a South African, just adding to the international vibe.
Yeah, moved to Australia in the 80s. And then
Stray Cats are American, right?
I thought they were US, yeah.
What song from Frogstomp should I play? Probably got to be Israel's Son, right?
Oh, yeah.
Opening track. It's a banger. And just sick production. Or sick. The mix on this is so good. And I put that down to the caveman himself. But his credits also list bands like Journey, Iron Maiden, Led Zeppelin, Rush, Dream Theater. So it's like pretty...
I went through all the Australian ones.
Mr. Big.
Huda Gurus, The Angels, Screaming Jets, and Tina Arena.
Holy shit.
Which is, I would say Tina Arena is a bit different to this.
A little bit different. But did you know, and I learned this from Australian comedian Bronwyn Cuss, that she's got a very funny bit about it, that Tina Arena's real name is Pina Arena.
It is not, is it?
Yeah, Filipina Arena. So she was called Pina Arena as a kid and changed her name to Tina Arena.
Fantastic.
It's a great fun fact. Just have a listen to this Kevin the Caveman Shirley production here.
Just also imagine being 16 and that's the opening track to your debut album.
So good.
But
it's wild that, I mean, yeah, such an impressive list of bands he's worked with.
Yeah.
I wonder
I was picking out like my favorites of the Australian list. You've just picked out some of the biggest names like in music.
Yes.
And that's hardly scratching the surface of what he's done.
Oh, he worked with Lime Spiders, another legendary Aussie punk band.
He's Billy got Squire. Range.
Billy oh my Squire, God. That's cool. Ammonia. Oh, and they're, I loved them back in the day. Another Aussie band.
Divinals? Iron Maiden.
Holy shit. Aerosmith.
Slayer.
Slayer. Just ridiculous. Oh, Little Steven from the E Street Band. Joe Satriani. Holy shit. Body Jar. That's probably the pick of the bunch. It's really an amazing list of bands.
It just keeps going.
So, oh, Lordy, the Eurovision winners from back in the day. So now we've got him on bass. Then, but we're not done yet. To round out the fivesome, got Jules Holland, the English musician and TV show host.
I, until researching for this, did not realize that he was a musician because I only knew him of his TV show.
Oh, right. Well, he often on this show, he goes over to the piano and jams along with the guests and stuff.
But he was in Squeeze?
I didn't know that. So I definitely knew him from the TV show first and foremost.
Yeah.
There's a clip from a few years ago with Idols playing on there. I'm like, this is the best. And it was on his show. It was like, this is TV. Why don't we have a show like that where bands, do we have a show here anymore?
Not like, that I'm aware of. It used to be like, what, The Panel?
Yeah, The Panel.
Or Rove Live? I mean,
there was heaps of, yeah, The Panel or Rove Live. Even Hey at Saturday had music guests, Recovery, oh, yeah. The 10:30 slot.
Yeah, do we have?
I don't know if anymore? We have a show anymore. We surely. I can't think of one.
If you're a TV producer, please.
He was in Squeeze.
We're requesting.
Holy shit! There you go.
I don't know for very long, cats. But yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We should probably get to the. probably should get to the band we're actually meant to be talking about. Let me have a look.
We're kind of talking about it.
He was in there through their. There from 74 to 81 and then 85 to 90. So he was there through
significant
key periods. 74.
I tried to look up just like a couple of like cool artists that he'd had on his show, but he's had like 400 episodes and every episode has like five artists and all of them are cool. So
yes.
I couldn't even pick like fun favorites. They were just too much.
So he was definitely there for Cool for Cats, which mm-hmm. is sort of probably their most iconic song. How good's that? Love it. All right. So that's the band.
And he's in the UK just to like really spread him out.
Yeah, exactly. South Africa, UK, US, we think. I mean, how hard would it be to look up where the Stray Cats are from? Not hard. Let me do it.
Slim Jim, New York City.
New York City. Yes. Okay. Would have been embarrassing to get that wrong. I mean, we are a couple of music experts and that's why people come here to listen to us for our musical knowledge. So I found this article here on themusic.com.au. I'll just read a bit. It's a pretty short article. But it says, of the band, it talks about how they took on the song by Don Walker, our man Don.
Our man.
What do we call him? The Sausage? Is that what we used to call him? I can't remember any of the things we used to say. I know Mossy was...
Maple Moss.
Maple Syrup Moss. Barnsey was gravel
and honey.
Gravel and honey. Beautiful combination. And, of course, the best songs were Cum Thumpers. Is that
they
right?
get knocked down and they get up again. No, that was...
That's Tumblewumba Thumpers. That's Tub Thumpers.
That's their number one
You're
song.
You're getting confused between Tub Thumpers and Cum Thumpers. It says, Jimmy Barnes revealed the existence of this new supergroup on the first episode of the new season of Rockwiz a few weeks ago. So this is earlier this year. Rockwiz is a big, well, that's the show. That'd be the Australian show that you have live music played on, of course. They normally do a cover. The two guests will normally collaborate to do a cover at the end. Then it says, the Barnstormers aren't just here with a new song. The band will also release a full self-titled album, which they've now done in May, a couple of months ago. I bought it on vinyl. I've got it on vinyl. I have to post a photo of me holding it. Beautiful, lovely cover art. The sort of
The cover art's cool.
Old school, like, what do they call them? Wing walkers, sort of, like in an old biplane. And they're all sort of drawn in caricature form. It says, in December, Barnes was given the all-clear following major hip surgery. So he was out of action for a while. He was on crutches, wasn't he? You been following him on the socials?
Yeah, I'm watching his him and Jane going swimming, doing their recovery. Love it. It's very wholesome.
Oh, it's so wholesome. He's the most wholesome social media poster, maybe this side of Baby John Birch's. The other great thing he's been up to is he's been touring with the Jane Barnes band. So she's taken up guitar. I reckon maybe even COVID time, she doubled down on it.
I think it was double down.
Yeah, they went out touring and it was awesome. And he's just part of the backing band. Love
Imagine
it.
Imagine that. I'm like, hey, my name's Jane. This is my band. And then in the background, you just hear Gravel and Honey. It's like in the shadows. What a ledge. I appreciate it. I appreciate all of it.
And how's this for wholesome? This is what he posted about getting home with a new hip. He said, a new hip and good health. A few months off home with my girl. The best present I could ask for. And
God.
It was a photo of him and actor Sam Neill sitting in hospital together.
Why was Sam Neill in hospital?
Probably visiting.
Oh. I'm picturing them both like just little grey-haired men in beds together.
Yeah.
I was like, God, Sam's had a hip replacement too. This is too much.
It says his mates in the Living End helped out when Barnes had to pull out of shows while he was recovering from surgery. Chris Chaney released his debut solo album. Oh, I don't think I even knew that. Have you caught that?
No.
It was called The Storm Before the Calm last year.
Oh, shit.
Following 9 albums as a member of the Living End. That's interesting. We should listen to that probably.
Yeah, let me do. You keep talking. I'll find a quick squiz on it.
The calm before the
storm before the calm.
The storm before the calm. I feel like he's got that arse end around.
Single number one is called California.
Let's have a little play.
He and the family moved to California and were there for a few years and then moved back during COVID.
Ah.
Is this giving you Bruce Springsteen 80s vibes?
A little bit, yeah. Even his vocals a bit.
Yeah.
Bossy. Ooh, a bit of jangle.
That's fun.
I've been right into jangle lately.
This is so 80s. I am into it.
It's like a mix of, it's like 80s influenced by 60s jangle.
Yes.
I like it.
That's fun.
Oh, shit. This just fully passed me by. I don't know how I missed this.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
It feels real throwbacky. Love it.
I'll give that a good squiz later.
Imagine he would have been he's probably was in school in the 80s. It would have been some formative retro sounds for him.
That's fantastic. I can't believe I missed that.
There's 11 tracks anyway on the Barnstormers album, and mm-hmm. they've taken a bit of a mixed bag. There's actually a Cold Chisel cover on here from their most recent album. There's also a Chaney original, a Don Walker, and then a bunch of covers of classic rockabilly tunes.
Oh, yeah.
Including Roy Orbison's Working for the Man. I'm curious because we haven't talked about this at all. I'm really curious to hear what you think of it. It charted number 3 in Australia on the album chart.
Excellent.
And the other chart it made was the Swiss Albums chart. Got into the top 60 there.
Thank you, Swiss charts.
Which, of course, makes sense to us. You and I having Swiss-Italian heritage. So,
I mean, we are 1/16th Italian, Swiss-Italian, so.
Well, I think we're 1/4 Swiss-Italian, which makes us 1/8 Swiss.
Okay, yeah. Maths was never my strong point,
I think my comedy ancestry is 1/16th Swiss-Italian. I think that's way funnier to just be claiming. No, I'm actually, I've actually got a pretty interesting background. I'm 1/16th Swiss-Italian, so. But I think Nana makes up 1/4 of us. Do the maths, carry the 2. Anyway, should we go through track by track, or have you got anything else you want to say before we start?
Look, I just
Barnstormers.
I listened to this. I just want to give a quick overview. I listened to this with zero context except for it's Jimmy Barnes. Yep. That's all I knew about it when I first listened to it. The very first track, the first thought I had was, oh, this is like real Stray Cats vibes.
Amazing.
But then it took me until track 10 to realize that there were covers on it.
Yeah, right. Even through working for the man, you surely, yep. You must have heard that at some point.
No, we weren't a Orby fan.
Not a big O family.
No.
When you hear big O, you think of the racehorse octagonal.
Yeah. Yes, you nailed that.
There's two types of people. You say, hey, you know the big O. One type of person goes, oh, yeah, Roy Orbison. The other type goes, oh, octagonal in the Cerise.
And beautiful racehorse. And I fell into the latter.
Little O Lonro. This is some niche content here. someone out there's listening going, I get that reference.
Nodding. They're nodding happily.
And then quite a few others going, can we just listen to the fucking album, yeah. please?
It's been 20 minutes.
You
and
guys
3 years.
Go out and buy it yourselves, right? We're only playing little clips and telling you what you think. You can go listen, make your own minds up.
Yeah, and then tell us about it. Email us.
Please do. We'll get to, obviously, the letters to Alan Begg after we listen to these tunes. But
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I was thinking maybe, Sam, for something a bit different, we'll go through these songs in order of the album. What do you reckon?
Well, yeah, I like that. That's real left to center, but yeah,
because I know
yeah,
you're totes random.
2005 me is like, yeah, totes
as,
lol.
As a teenager, you might have said once upon a time. It's a real fresh. Sorry to talk the language of the kids on the streets today.
The youths.
Mate, that is actually totes random. So,
totes rando lol.
Could you chillax for a second, please?
I'm having secondhand embarrassment.
I'm having firsthand embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's fun. There's still the term. I think you. If you're paying attention, you know that those terms are cringy at the time.
Yes.
But for some, it's like people are starting, you know, people have been making fun of people saying doggo recently. It's like, that's always felt cringy to me.
Yeah. And yet, it's like you use it like ironically, but then accidentally it's part of your lingo. And then now you are that person.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I will I think keep saying doggo.
All of that does, that's how nearly all of that comes about, I reckon.
Pretty
anyway,
much.
First track on the album
Music
is a song written by Wayne Walker, which is such a sick name, and Michael Pierce, known as Webb Pierce, a couple of old school honky-tonk American musicians. And it's called Sweet Love on My Mind. And it's just right off the bat.
Yeah, like immediately I was like, rockabilly, Stray Cats, yeah.
It's interesting that you came into it not. It must have been like, oh, I see what they're going for. That's
yeah,
pretty
well,
clear
like,
right off the bat, isn't it?
Yeah. Like. And then knowing, like, Jimmy's, like, love for, you know, the kind of older rock.
Yeah.
50s, 60s kind of rock. That's more what I was expecting, but.
Well, this rockabilly is probably heydays back then, right?
60s mostly.
50s, 60s. Hey, look, you're the music expert. I think of you as a musicologist. Would that be fair to say, amateur musicologist?
Amateur, underline emphasis. Amateur.
Let me have a look. Dates back to the early 50s. So am I the music expert of this podcast?
You the tables the turns have tabled.
But yeah, this is just classic rockabilly stuff. And then the second track is by Octagonal. Sorry, the other Big O.
The other Big O.
Roy Orbison, Working for the Man. You know Pretty Woman by the Big O.
I know that.
He's real good. And I love the original of this. Sometimes when it's a cover of a song you already love, it can be hard. But they haven't taken it too far from the original.
No, because I did give the original a listen for context.
Yeah.
And I thought that he did it well.
Yeah, I like it. You know how he was in the Traveling Wilburys, Robinson?
Yes.
Along with, you know, other legends, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Tom Petty, the guy from ELO.
Mr. ELO.
Jeff Lynne. I always blank on his name. But apparently the rest of the Traveling Wilburys were like, he was the one they were all starstruck about working with.
Really?
Like, he was a legend of the legends.
Wow, yeah. Bob Dylan.
I guess he was slightly older than them, which probably plays into
true.
It a bit. He was like, they loved him before they came up.
A bit
up,
more
maybe.
Established.
Couldn't have been that much before. Track three, and I don't want to, no spoilers, but this is my favorite on the album, Johnny's Gone. And this one, was
this immediate
Don Walker, which a little bit of Saturday Night found audio.
The note that I have on my thing, immediately I was like, huh? Saturday Night.
Yeah. Yeah, this song is sick. To me, this is the standout of the album, I reckon.
It's, yeah, heavy, heavy Don influence to the early Chisel days, for sure.
And it's kind of interesting. Obviously, they were looking for a pianist and they... Apparently, I think one of the producers or someone said, oh, I've got a mate who can play piano. Have you heard of Jules Holland? Like, yeah, perfect. That
just casually.
Good.
Yeah, cool. What's he doing these days?
Because obviously Don Walker is another good option, but maybe he didn't want to be involved. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really struggling not to sing along and ruining it.
Yeah, I'm really trying. Like, I keep catching myself humming to it.
Oh, it's so good. So that's track three. I think Don Walker did release it back in the day, but yeah, that's track three, and that was a single as well. And then track four is Lonesome Train by Bradley Moore and Sabofsky, which is a great trio of names. It's the kind of album that you're either going to love or not, right?
I think so.
I also a big fan of this one.
I love the piano in this.
Yeah, it's really tinkling on those ivories.
I was about to say, I know nothing about piano, but I just want to say it sounds like he's just absolutely tinkling.
And did you know that this was all recorded? I think a lot of them have never met.
Yeah.
And they just recorded, they record their bit, send it on, and they would just sort of pass around and they'd see how it came up. And it's like, oh, this sounds great, actually.
Again, technology in the future. Amazing.
Yeah, so good. But yeah, I'd love to go to a bar and this was the band playing, you know, dive bar with them playing up in the corner. Be pretty happy with that.
That would be perfect.
And it's also, it's just one of those bands where you can, I think it's probably something to do with like the style of music back in the day. Everyone has their place. Like you can, if you want to focus on any member of the band, you can hear.
Yeah,
yes. You can hear
them.
You can hear how much they're nailing it.
It's funny you say it just then because I just like really honed in on the bass just then.
Yes. Yeah. The bass in the song's sick. The Caveman.
The Caveman.
Bit of sax there, is it?
Yeah, it does pop up a little bit.
All right, then we got track five is 13 women and only one man. What a scenario this is. Singing about a time where I think bombs went off and killed all the men in town.
Fucking hell.
And it's just, all that remains, I think, is Barnsley, or, you know, the narrator of the song. And he's having the time of his life.
He is having a good old damn time.
Because there's 13 women and only one
man. And only one man in town. Jimmy's voice, stunning.
So good. It's so well suited to this genre.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
2 a.m. So he's got a spare.
Sounds exhausting.
You know, for a day, you got 24 hours, 13 women. He's got one to butter his bread. Imagine that. Imagine how many women you'd need to have one whose only job was buttering your bread.
That's a lot of women.
That's a lot of women.
I think 13 women would be the right amount, right?
Because I assume he's, you know, he'd be sleeping for probably at least 8 hours. If he's like me, he wants 10.
Yeah, healthy.
Which leaves 14 hours. 13 women. Maybe he's having 11 hours. He's got one woman per hour.
And then a bit of downtime.
And a bit of downtime. Hey, I need a bit of me time, ladies. Work-life balance. All right? Look, you got to remember, there's 13 women, but there's only one man in town, okay? One of me, okay? And I need my time too, okay? There's a lot of you to go around, but not a lot of me, okay?
No one asked, what about Jimmy?
What about Jimmy? Track six, Dear Dad. Dear Dad, I'm in a town with 13 women and only one me. How Chuck Berry is that little riff? Or whatever that was. Probably not a riff. Sorry about having the lingo down.
Yep. We're rusty.
This is by Jack Fishman and Joe Henderson. Oh, and I should say 13 Women and Only One Man is by Dickie Thompson.
Classic Dickie.
Yeah. It's enough Dickie to go around. I think it was the
allegedly.
Oh yeah. That's just a fun album.
It is. That was like summary note. Fun.
Yeah. This is a fun old school party album.
Yeah.
Then we got Crazy Crazy Lovin'. Loving this. Hear that Slim Jim tippity tapping? A real classic Stray Cats. I'm getting like drumming on the rim of the kit, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, yeah, this is just real classic stuff. This is a Johnny Carroll song. It's a American rockabilly muso.
This one gave me a little bit more country than the others. It's
totally.
still definitely like main rockabilly, but just a little bit more country to it.
Love the vibe. It's a crazy loving, baby.
That was good. Loving to call me.
Just for me. Man, I love that one. I think that's my second favorite on the album. Then we got Sweet Nothings. This is by Ronnie Self. Another American rockabilly singer-songwriter.
This one gives me like the kids are doing a real down dirty, like the twist kind of, you know? Knees are bent.
Yeah. Wearing like a powder blue jacket with a big black lapel.
Yes.
Black pants, shiny shoes, just.
And a real poofy like poodle quiff. Skirt. Oh, the quiffs. Oh.
I thought you were going to say poofy quiff, but yeah, poofy skirt, poofy quiff.
The poofy, yep. Balance.
It'll be, yeah. It's a real yin and yang of poofiness there.
Jimmy's voice, again.
I mean, this is what an illustration of his gravel honey. Just coming together.
aged like fine gravel.
And then we got Land of Hope and Glory, which is a Chisel cover. Which, it's not miles off the original, really.
Yeah.
It's just leaning into this vibe a bit more. But this one was written by, lyrics by Barnsley. That's why we got great lines like, big dick.
Is that what he says? Yeah. That's the line that should have made me realize that it was a cover.
Yeah, so there's a line, Don Walker. Oh, yeah, there it
there
is.
There you go.
Big ass. The rhyme of lick and dick, I don't think you'll hear that in a Don Walker penned lyrics, but
it's
Don did the music. Barnsley just, he'll say what everyone's thinking. Where Don, he'll work his way around, use a maybe slightly more poetic language. It's just such a chunky song.
Chunky is the absolute right word for this.
It's thick.
Thick, thick.
Yeah. Then we got an Aussie classic tune, the Wild One himself, Johnny O'Keefe, and his song Real Wild Child, which was, I think this is, am I remembering this right? This is like the Rage theme song or?
Oh.
Is that, am I right in thinking that? Seems like that's not, wait.
I'm a wild one. Oh yeah, I'm a wild one.
I reckon it's, yeah, the Iggy Pop. So it's by Johnny O'Keefe, Aussie rock legend, who's got his nickname from his song. He's known as the Wild One. And he was sort of like, I think he was like maybe the first big Aussie rock star,
ooh,
you know, in Australia. And then Iggy Pop covered it in the 80s. And I reckon maybe it was that Iggy Pop version, which was on Rage.
Oh, you might be right.
And I think that clip is of Iggy Pop sort of crawling around on the ground and stuff. But yeah, this song's sick. This is just like a bona fide classic.
Originally released by Johnny O'Keefe in 1958.
There you go.
Far out. Who else covered it? A few people have covered this. Living End has covered it.
Yep.
Jet apparently covered it.
Oh, the Crickets. Jerry Allison of the Crickets covered it with Buddy Holly backing on guitar.
What?
That's wild. Jerry Lee Lewis has covered it. That's sick.
Fuck yeah. On your J.O.K.
Great tune. And then the final one. Yeah, it's funny. I know that that's like an Australian classic, but I didn't realize that it'd been covered by legends around the world. That's cool.
Didn't realize just how significant it was. That's sick.
And then the final track on the album, it's not, it's, I like the lengths, you know, it's not, it's the kind of album that could have easily just blown out, you know, it covers how many favorite rockabilly songs that Jimmy must have wanted to play, but it's just over half an hour, leaves you wanting more.
The longest song, the longest two songs actually are Don Walker ones.
Yep. And then the final song is a Chris Chaney song called 25 to Life. Oh, yeah. And this does, to me, it sounds like Chris Chaney.
Absolutely. Are we interested listening to this album, this track specifically, and then going to listen to Chris Chaney's album later and see if there's much, like, crossover?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think this, do you remember when I'm sure The Living End covered Tainted Love. And I reckon this has got a little bit of their version of that. But yeah, I really like this song as well. This is probably maybe my third favorite. But there's no duds on it. It's all great fun.
And you know me, I don't love slow songs, so all of them are like upbeat. So
that's right.
My vibe.
You're
maybe why I enjoyed
only,
it so
aren't you?
Much. I am only here for the cum thumpers.
Let's see if I can find.
More tinkling in the background.
Yeah. And that Slim Jim drum tapping.
Yeah. Someone, if you know anything about drums, tell us what we're trying to say.
There'd be terms for all these stupid things we're trying to say. That I found The Living End's Tainted Love. See if you can hear what I'm saying. Okay, it's nothing like that.
No, it's that. It's the short. Oh, I do remember this. Get away from the pain you drive and to love me,
the love we shared seems to go nowhere. He says shared like
sad.
Jamie from you know that Chris Lilley character.
Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie. Shad.
Sad. I was thinking Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, a little bit of Moira. Couple of comedy icons.
Banger.
Yes. All right. Well, we got to start wrapping up, I think, Sam. I've got to go see one of the more bizarre shows I think I'll ever see. It's a roast of John Cleese.
Is he there?
He'll be there. And it's Aussie comedians roasting him, who I imagine a lot of them he would never have met or heard of. But like Tom Gleason and Limo and a bunch of big name Aussie comedians. But you know, Al and Andy from Stupid Old Studios, they've written for some of the roasters.
Oh my God.
So I'm going along as a plus one with them to have a look. So I got to jump on the trains shortly. But do you want to give us your favorite track on the album? I think I've already sort of played my hand there. Johnny's Gone is probably my standout, but I love them all, really.
I tossed up heavy between Crazy Crazy Lovin' and Johnny's Gone. I think I might lean towards more to Crazy Crazy Lovin', but I also really loved the Real Wild Child cover,
so
perhaps
good.
For the familiarity of it, but banger nonetheless.
Yep. So what I was trying to remember how we used to rate these albums. We did for the Cold Chisel albums, it would be how cold? How many degrees? How cold is the chisel?
How cold is the chisel?
With zero being the maximum score. And
the
then
goodest.
The warmer it got, the worse or the less you liked it. So what are you thinking?
I am going to give it an 8. No, not an 8. I need a 2. Give me a 2, please. A 2. I will absolutely listen to this again. It's not my usual, but I would absolutely listen to it again.
Sick. All right. 2. Yeah. 8 is like would be your cold, your least favorite school.
My least favorite Cold Chisel album.
I'm going to say for me, I really liked it too. I'm going to say give it a 3.
A 3? Nice.
Yeah. I put it, I enjoyed it very much. Just a great amount of fun. There was some crossover with some maybe, probably of the Cold Chisel. If I'm remembering right, The Perfect Crime, I think, had a little bit of this vibe on a couple of the tracks.
Yeah.
Am I remembering that right?
I think so.
I haven't listened to The Perfect Crime
in a while.
In quite a while. But yeah, I mean, really, it's quite a different thing. But there is crossover. If you're a Cold Chisel fan, you know, it's old school rock and roll with keys and everything, but yeah, just obviously leaning way more into the rockabilly sound.
Yeah.
So all that is left to do is see if there's any mail in the Letters to Alan bag.
There has been, and there are also a couple from Darcy and Ben who emailed us in 2021 asking where we are. So apologies.
2021.
Apologies for the delayed response. But our man Paul Mellor was our first email back.
Oh, I love Paul Mellor from
cheeky little Insta post.
I follow Paul Mellor actually on Twitter, and I say this every time he comes up on our various podcasts we do. He posts these morning walk photos. He's up there with Baby John Burgess and Jimmy Barnes for the most
wholesome
social media content.
We love it.
Thank you, Paul. New listeners will be like, does Matt know every listener by name?
And that's the answer is yes.
That's not really the point, okay? I do, but that's just because I got a great memory. It's not because we only have three listeners, all right? Yeah. Wait, do we only have three listeners, Sam?
No, I think there's a couple more. It's been a while. But Paul says
there's as many members of the Barnstormers as there are listeners.
And we thank each and every one of you by name, personally. Paul says to us, dear letters to Alan, Matt and Sam, thank you for the heads up from our little socials post. I've given the Barnstormers a listen today, and as a fan of the King, Mr. Presley, not Charles, this hits the spot.
I still forget that Charles is King.
I know. I said God save the Queen the other day, and they were like, it's too late, and I was reminded.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I've been rocking to the latest
Wait, hang on, what happened to the Queen?
Look, we'll talk about it off air.
I think Jimmy Barnes has just heard the news. He doesn't seem happy about it. Jimmy, so sorry, mate, but the Queen's gone. You happy or sad?
It sounds sorrowful, I think.
Is that a happy scream?
It's an emotional scream.
Let it out, mate. We're here for you, Jimmy.
They're there.
Gone too soon, Lizzie. Gone too soon.
That one was for you, Liz.
That's the best one, I think.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get a letter next week being like, guys, it's been one episode. Please stop doing that.
Sorry, what's Paul written?
He's been rocking to the latest Fooey's, Quatza, Metallica and Sparks albums recently. So this was a nice change. Some great covers on there and some Dawn Walker too. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. All the best. All the best to you, Paul. Thank you.
Great,
thank you for persisting, Paul, for 3 years.
That is so sweet.
We love it.
Paul, that really meant a lot that you got in contact with us as one of our three listeners.
The other four of you would be nice to hear back.
If you want to just, I don't know what your maths is like. I said three, he was one of them, and you said the other four. Okay.
You said five earlier. I said at the top, maths is never my strong suit. Okay.
We just want to know that you're okay. Show. The other three or two or four, however many. You know,
the other handful remaining.
Get in contact. We're worried. about you. When you don't email
us. Email us at listennowpod@gmail.com and tell us how bad our maths is. And also please tell us all of the lingo that we were trying to get to with the music and we just couldn't get there.
What's the email address to get onto you or onto us at?
listennowpod@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Or follow us at listennowpod. On Instagram.
I think it's Listen Now Pod.
Now Pod it is too.
On Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Anything else before we wrap up the letters to Alan Bag, Sam?
No. Do you want to tell people how they can follow your socials though?
My socials, sure. Yeah. Matt Stewart Comedy on Instagram and Facebook. Matt Stewart _art on Twitter. And I've got an hour comedy stand-up special that's out that came out since we last did an episode.
Woo!
Maybe I'll put a link to that in the show notes. I'd love to have a look. It's a bit of fun. Anything you want to plug here, Sam, before we move on? We will. I should also say we are planning to finally come back and finish our season two with the countdown 80s. As well.
We will get there. We promise. At some point. I want to plug my brother-in-law's band Midnight Rangers, who are based in Alice Springs, which I believe is a notable Australian musical center. Moss. You can follow them on Midnight Rangers 69 on Instagram.
That's a hot handle. Too damn hot
straight,
to handle, I think.
Damn straight it is.
I've really got to run for this train, but we should listen to them next time around if you can get hold of some of their tunes.
I'll see what I can do.
But in the meantime, nothing else to say but goodbye, Astrid.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.